Well, that just sucks.
Yeah, it does.
And
because I'm willing to share any of my treasures that I could share in heaven with you.
But we won't be it. That's just it.
We won't be married. I know that.
No, that's just it. Like I said yesterday, there's different degrees. It said so in the book.
Yeah.
Because you might have been better in your life, behavior-wise.
But it doesn't say I can't share my stuff with you.
I'm not. You're going to be on a different level of heaven. No. You know, the first class aren't going to intermingle with the coach. You're not going to go, hey, my wife's up in the nosebleed section. I'm on the floor, but I got to go share my stuff with her. You're not going to come running up there. And how do you know God's even going to allow us to intermingle?
Why wouldn't he?
Because
it doesn't.
You get your rewards. You, hey, I don't have to intermingle with all them folk down there.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Let me say this. If he doesn't like prejudice here and segregation, how and why would he like it up there?
There's just different degrees of heaven.
So?
I read it to you.
So?
And that's why I asked you yesterday. How does anybody know that? Because nobody's died and gone to heaven and come back and said, hey, this is what it's like. And when they do, you go, how can God be like that? How can God say there's no, you can't be judgmental, you can't be racist against different nationalities, blah, blah, blah. But yet there's different levels of heaven? By how you behaved and how many souls you recruited.
Who said that there are different levels? Show it to me.
There was different degrees.
In the Bible.
Well, you were just babbling on about...
The only heavens I know that there's different degrees of is the atmosphere, which is the first heaven. Space is the second heaven. And then actual heaven. The actual seated place of God.
Believers and non-believers will be judged by Jesus Christ at events called the Bema, blah, blah, blah. And the Great White Throne. And then it gives, you know, references. The outcome will determine your degree of reward in heaven or retribution in hell. Your degree.
Yeah, of rewards. But that doesn't mean you can't go anywhere. Well, it doesn't mean you can't slide up in front of God himself and go, I am so sorry. I love you, and I want to spend the rest of my life here, or the rest of eternity. And I am so
glad. But wait a minute, if you weren't sincere in heaven, and you think you get up there and you go, you know what, I really like it up here. Well, of course you're going to say that, because you're not going to want to go anywhere else once you're there, right? Right!
I don't want to go anywhere there now.
So then why would, you know, God's going to go,
But I'm telling you, I'm sincere about that to begin with.
Yeah. I can see that. Then I can see where the flesh comes in and just beats the hell out of you.
Yep, that's where the fight comes in.
Because then it goes to what's that other book? You know, your cursings, the curses that block the blessings, and then you can't do this, you can't do that. To me, it still goes back to look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste. Taste, but don't swallow. And that's how I...
The all-time gag reel, I know.
And that's how I still view it. What treasure has God given me?
Me?
No. The same principle of potential we saw in the last chapter applies to stewarding treasure.
Yes.
Stewarding treasure. God gives you treasure, and how do you take care of it? You're still all going to be judged. That, I'm just that, not just other, I mean, it's just every little aspect of, okay, I gave you something, just like a parent. I gave you a car. Look what you did to it. You wrecked it. You let the plates expire. You let the tires go bald. You think I'm going to give you a Mercedes now? Forget it. You're not getting it. And God's the same way. And you got to be held accountable when you go up there and you go, well, you know, I didn't like the color of the car. And it made some knocking noises, so I just kept driving it. And
you should be a comedian. You really should. Because you're fun.
But that's how, you know.
That's how you view it. I know.
To me, it's just... it's too hard, man.
It's too hard?
It's too hard.
But if you don't try now, how are you going to do it later? Eh?
Okay. If you do well with what you think is your own now, you'll get what is really your own later.
In other words, you're going to get gypped because you're gypping yourself. Because God says lay up in heaven your treasures where rust and moth can't eat or destroy. Or it can't be corrupted.
Right, but
it's
there
all
are
right
some
there.
People that put all their... This is... I want this to be my house. Why?
What did you say? Yes, I do want this to be my house. I want to own it. I don't want the bank to have anything to do
I
with it.
I didn't say that. You did.
Yes, and I... That's biblical. Yeah, it is. And I understand that it could burn up in a fire tomorrow and be gone forever. And then you'd have to find someplace else to live and you'd have to collect a few more goodies. The thing is being a good steward of your money, which I haven't been, obviously, to the best of my ability. Otherwise, I'd own this house outright and I'd pay cash for it.
Because then you have all those curses that block your blessing.
Yep. Suppose so.
No, that's what it says in this other book that I have.
It says it in the Bible too, honey.
That you blocking the blessings and
you haven't written your own book. Why?
See, this is another book I thought about keeping because I like it's simple and it's easy to read and you know how you talk.
Yep.
The life or death and the power of the tongue. Yes.
Yep.
And
blessing and cursing is in the power of the tongue. Yes.
And yeah, the evil speaking and.
And I forgot which author wrote it.
Anger.
It talks about how the great ships are governed by such a small rudder, such a small member of the ship. Just like your tongue is governs where you go.
Breaking the curse that's on your money from poverty to prosperity.
He said prosperity. He never, and here's where other people miss it, and that is God never promised that you'd be a billionaire or a millionaire.
No, because it all depends on how you take care of your first stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, it will be put unto your bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Meaning if you're selfish and greedy, you ain't getting shit.
True.
And
God recommends you give him tithes. He's not an extortionist per se, but he just says, okay, here's this 100% of your paycheck, but if you'll give it to me, I will invest it for you, the 10%, and I will abundantly give it back to you again and give me another 10%. But people don't understand that. They think, oh, and I didn't for a long time. I thought, oh, I'm just giving this money to God's people. And guess what? I'll never see a return on it. It's just wasted money in the garbage can to me. And that's how I actually felt about it for a long time.
A good man leaves his inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous.
Yep.
The wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Mm-hmm. And what if I told you thousands of times about the people that you deal with on a day-to-day basis and you get so frustrated and angry that blocks your blessing because they're getting their rewards now. But then you have to remember that God has already taken their wealth and given it to you. But because you get angry and furious at those people over there that they're getting all their goody candies and treats now, that blocks your blessing. So in other words, what was that saying? Something about cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Okay.
So in other words, you, and then you get angry when I say you can't.